Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Ray Graff. Time to talk travel today. We welcome back the queen of travel, Jean Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham, New York. The number to call if you have a travel question, and these shows get very popular. So get in early. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. If you want to talk travel with Jean Gagnon, you may also email us at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org, or 800-348-2551. Don't be afraid to ask Jean about the Vietnamese gin. We'll talk about that and all sorts of travel topics coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's travel today. We're joined by certified travel counselor Jean Gagnon. Jean is president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded Jean the designation certified travel counselor in 1985. She was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at the University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady Community College. At Plaza Travel, Jean specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. You have a question? This lady knows stuff. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Jean Gagnon.
Yes, Ray.
Welcome back to the States. You've been busy, huh?
I've been very busy, yes, yes, yes.
Where have you been?
I have been to Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Cambodia.
When did you get back?
November 21st. I was there with like 3 weeks.
So you went to Vietnam and Cambodia.
And Laos. And Thailand.
You followed the Ho Chi Minh Trail,
yeah,
did you?
Pretty much.
Good for you. That's great.
Pretty much. So how was it? It was fabulous. The people were so warm and so welcoming. They were probably the best part about it.
Yeah.
Were the people. They were wonderful. But the food was great. Yeah. I mean,
It's a long time to be out there.
It was a very long time. It was my longest trip I've ever done.
How many people were on this little tour?
18 of us.
Really? Everybody had fun?
Everybody had a fabulous... Everybody said it was the best trip they've ever been on.
That's amazing. How was the weather and such?
Well, it's hard when you're covering that large an area. You know, in Hanoi, it rained a little bit because we started up in the north. And then when you ended in Bangkok, it was really, really hot. You know, like we would do all our touring early in the morning because it was just so hot as the day went on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a variety. But for the most part, we saw and did everything we wanted to do. So,
what did you want to do?
Well, I wanted to crawl through the Coochie Tunnels.
I beg your pardon?
The Coochie Tunnels are outside of Saigon.
Okay.
And it's what the Viet Cong used in the war to infiltrate and get at our troops and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And they had a whole, like, underground network. Like in parts, they could only crawl on their belly, but then in other parts, there would be like a hospital or, you know, a conference room and stuff like that. So they have a little bit of it that they've made a little bit bigger. I mean, like you could go on your hands and knees, or I was able to scrunch down. It's only about 20 meters long.
Right.
So I was able to do that. I wanted to see Ha Long Bay, which is this beautiful bay, and we spent a night on a boat in Ha Long Bay. Wanted to do that. And I was on the back of a Vespa. On a food tour in Saigon.
You were on the back of a Vespa. You didn't fall off. How'd you hold on?
Well, this is the funny thing. I guess they have in the back what they call sissy bars. You know, so
sure,
it's
you
like
hang on that way. Yeah.
Well, it also like your back's up against it, so you're between you and the driver.
Yeah.
So at first I was holding on to that, but then I was so comfortable and so kind of like wedged in there. I took my phone out. I was taking pictures. Yeah. And I had a 79-year-old, an 82-year-old, and an 84-year-old on this trip. And they did it, too.
That's amazing.
It was wonderful. It was really wonderful.
Well, everybody made it back safe and sound.
Yes, yes,
you had
we
a little
did.
Minor mishap, but you're okay now.
Yeah. It was great.
The number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk travel with Jean Gagnon. And you can email as well, voxpop@wamc.org. Several emails, so we might as well blast through those for now. This came in a couple hours ago from Lori in Enfield, Connecticut. Lori says, I took your advice when I was in France, and I purchased wonderful bars of soap.
Aha! Uh-huh. I remember that call.
Now in January, I'll be going to Egypt and Petra. Shopping ideas, gift ideas. That's from Laurie in Enfield.
Okay, yes. Oh, I'm so glad you were able to get those, Laurie. That's wonderful. Egypt gift ideas. Well, depending upon how much you want to spend, you can get somebody's name on a necklace spelled in hieroglyphics.
Oh, cool.
So that's a pretty cool gift.
Yeah,
that's really cool. We went to a alabaster stop, and I actually bought an alabaster vase. And it looks like it's solid, but then, like, when you hold it up to the light, you can see the light through it.
Oh, that's neat.
It's really cool. Yeah, that was really, really cool. I'm trying to think what else I bought back from there. A lot of scarves, a lot of textiles, things like that. Yeah.
No, I mean, scarves are good because they don't weigh too much, right?
Right, exactly.
When you're traveling, so that's good.
Yeah. So she'll have lots of opportunities to go shopping. She'll love it.
Jean Gagnon is our guest today. It's travel, and the number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. A Glens Falls family writes, our family of five adults wants to take a trip together in early June during a short week of 5 or 6 days. Under consideration, Iceland, Northern California, and Ireland. Can you help us steer in the right direction?
Well, all of those places would be good for a short trip. Iceland would be fabulous because for 5 days you could really do, you could go into Reykjavik and do the Golden Circle quite easily. If they don't want to do a tour, it's very easy to do it by car rental.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't want them to expect to see the Northern Lights because the days are so long there that the nights are usually too dark. I mean, they're not dark enough to see the Northern Lights, you know, so they probably won't see that. Ireland is always a good option, but for me, there'd be more I'd want to see there, you know. But
if five or six days?
Right. Well, because if they say 5 or 6 days, one day is going to be an overnight flight. And if you spend 4 nights somewhere, you really only get 3 full days.
Right.
So if they did something like that, I'd say just go to Dublin and do a couple of day trips from Dublin, but don't move around too much.
Now, you know, June is not that far away. You're usually one to say, oh, forget about it.
Yeah. They're very late, but they could still do.
Iceland, even?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
What about Northern California? You don't like the United States of America?
No, I love the United States, but I have to tell you this. A lot of people I know that I talk to about travel will say something like, well, I want to see the U.S. I mean, I do want to go on an African safari someday or go to Egypt someday, but I want to see the U.S. first. Well, this is what I have to say to that. You can see the U.S. in a car, in a bus, or in a train. But if you want to see Africa or Asia or someplace like that, you've got to do it while you're young enough. That's a long flight. It's exhausting.
Take a boat.
No, it takes too long. So what I'm saying is, yeah, it's great to see the U.S. first, and there's parts of the U.S. I haven't seen yet, but I'm figuring I got plenty of time for that. I've got to do these long trips that are very tiring, you know, because you're moving, you've got jet lag and everything. I mean, it took me 2 weeks to recover from this 3-week trip.
Really?
It's a 12-hour time difference. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my body was thinking it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
So you really, jet lag is a real thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The late lamented Mets first baseman Pete Alonso always said, jet lag is a choice.
No, it is not. It is not. It's a real thing. And they say if you're traveling from east to west, it takes a day and a half for every 2 hours of time change. But if you're traveling, let's say, from Europe to the U.S., 1 day for each 1 hour of time change. It is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number here is 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. And the email is voxpop@wamc.org. One or two more emails before the first break here. And then we'll hit the phones and stuff.
Okay.
This is from Leah. I want to take my 10-year-old granddaughter to Costa Rica. Her prime interest is seeing sloths. Well, stop by Studio A some morning. Mine is to see birds. I want it to be a low-key, local, no tiki bars experience, and kid-friendly. I also want a guide. Any thoughts? And that's from Leah.
Yes, Leah, absolutely. You can absolutely do that. Now, I do want to make sure that you're aware of one thing, though. Taking a 10-year-old grandchild out of the country, you will need notarized letters from both parents. Okay, it doesn't matter if one has custody and one doesn't have custody. If one has passed away, you actually have to bring a death certificate.
Oh, come on.
Well, you're taking a kid out of the country.
Okay.
You know, I mean, come on, you know. All right. So that number one, definitely birds, definitely sloths. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You could get private guides and cars. That's more expensive. Or you can join a very kid-friendly, family-friendly group tour that will take you around and show you everything that you want to see.
Okay.
If you wait until they're out of school in the summer, just be aware that it will be very hot.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's see. This is from, This is from Joyce. I'm a 76-year-old woman, travel out of the country. With tour groups, I'm active, but not to walk. Not T-I walk? Don't know. Not to walk 15 miles anymore. Gotcha.
Right. Right.
Boy, this is tough. This is tough. There's a lot to unpack in this email. Okay. I don't know what it means. Talk, road scholar, or a group of 4 to 5 women are great because I can go as far as I want, then rest or turn back or even skip an outing. I want to see the big mammals. Safari is fine. 2 to 3 days or all safari in more than one park or preserve. What's your recommendation for an adventurous but not careless 76-year-old woman? And that's Joyce. And Joyce, I'm sorry I butchered your email.
That's okay, Joyce. I totally get it. All right, so this is the thing. When I was in Africa a couple of years ago, I was shocked at how less difficult I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yes, yes. The hardest thing about when you go there's not a lot of walking because you're in these vehicles. You're in these Range Rovers. So the hardest thing was getting up and out of the range vehicle. But once you're on, you're going for a game drive. You're not hopping in and out. You're not walking a great deal. So I think you could definitely do it. And you can do it. You can do just more safari. You could do Kenya and Tanzania. Or if you wanted to also see things like the penguins south of Cape Town and the wine district in South Africa, you could do that part of it. But when I went, we definitely saw the big five and more. You know, we saw a lot of animals and it wasn't as strenuous as I thought.
How about that?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Now, you were in South Africa this year, too, right?
No, that was last year.
You've had a busy stretch.
Yeah.
How many miles you figure you travel in a year?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, Ray. I really don't
know.
Well,
I'll tell you what. We're taking a break. If you could just maybe do some calculations.
Yeah, that's what I feel like doing when I'm not in the office.
You know what? I think you have a tude today. 800-348-2551 is the number. Gene Gagnon's our guest. It's Travel. We'll be back. Romantic music for my date with Gene Gagnon here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. It's Travel today. And you know what? Hold that thing that you were just holding up again. Just
what?
Hold it up so
this?
I can see the back of it. Back of it.
Oh, the train?
What does it say?
It says choo-choo travel.
It says rail vacations. You know what? You've spent so many shows denigrating rail travel, and there you have it.
Ray, do you know why I have this?
Why?
Because somewhere in every single show, you somehow bring up rail, and then we start getting calls from these people who want to know about, you know, going to East Podunk.
Thanks for reminding me. If you have a question about rail travel, please give us a shout. 800-348-2551 is the number. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. Let's go to Clifton Park. Glenn, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Glenn.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I kind of have a nuts and bolts travel question for you. So I've got some upcoming travel to the Cayman Islands, I believe, coming up in 2-3 months. And how long does it take to get a passport? And are there passport expediters that can help with that sort of, with that sort of service?
Yes. Yes and yes. Okay, so this is what I recommend you do. Check and see if your local post office does not only process but help you with passport applications. Because I know the one in Albany does, the one at Corner Road. They'll actually take your photo and they'll help you, you know, fill it all out and everything, and then they'll send it off. And you can pay extra. I don't know how much it is, and you don't have to call in and tell me. It doesn't matter. So you can pay extra to have it expedited. But I think if you're going like in April, and if you did it now, you'd be okay. As long as all your paperwork is in order, you know, like you don't have a missing birth certificate or something like that, I think you'd be okay.
Okay, because this is more like a late February, early March potential.
Pay to expedite it. Pay to expedite it and do it this week. Get off your butt.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Okay, Glenn, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. No, I don't get it. Where's the money going when you pay to expedite something that the federal government... Is this extra money to the feds who... They say, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to be so lazy. We're going to move this one along. How is that fair for anybody?
I appreciate our federal workers.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying the
system.
Well,
this is like when you get on me about the train. I don't say I don't like the train.
I appreciate federal workers, too. What I'm saying is the system, if you can pay more to get a service quicker than everybody else, how is that fair exactly?
Well, why didn't you book it 6 months ahead of time so you don't have to pay the extra?
I'm interested why you're defending this
because,
practice.
Because I'm a business owner, and maybe also because I know service has value, and service comes at a price. And I think one of the other things is there are many times I have to defend my service. So maybe I'm a little...
Wow.
Maybe I'm a little defensive.
Are you a federal agency?
No, but I do charge for my services. So, and sometimes people go, you know, why should I use you? And I go, did you call up your mechanic and say, why should I use you? Either use them or don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, let's not argue. Let's not fight. Gene Gagnon's our guest today. 800, just simmer down. 800-348-2551. Linda's in Beckett, Massachusetts. Linda, go ahead.
Hi, I'm interested, and I won't do this year. I want to take Amtrak from Albany out to probably Seattle or someplace close to there, and then get the Alaskan Ferry and book a room on the Alaskan Ferry, and then take the Alaskan train. And I'm not sure how to coordinate that.
That sounds like so much fun, Linda. That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to I can coordinate the Amtrak, but I don't know about the rest.
Well,
how do you do that?
Well, you either do it on your own, Googling everything and trying to plan it yourself, or you find a local agent near you that does custom itineraries. And you don't do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's really very simple. So,
a travel agent would, in fact, do everything with the rail and the ferry and everything else.
Sure, they would. Yeah. Sure, they would.
Okay.
But you can also, there is a website, you know, for the Alaskan ferries. There's obviously websites, and you can also call Amtrak.
Yeah, I found it very unclear.
Yeah, well, you know, some websites are easier to deal with than others. Yeah.
Amtrak used to be very tough. I don't know if it's good now, but it was very confusing.
It's still okay, but you can call them, you know, and I believe you can call I've actually called the ferry system because I've had questions in Alaska.
Yeah.
So I've done that as well. So, you know, you could do it. It'll take a lot of work and you got to be very careful because you miss up one date.
Yeah,
or one arrival time,
and,
right. You really got to work on it.
Well, you got to put a little extra time on Amtrak, I think, because you don't know.
Right.
Linda, I got to say, if you're going to do Amtrak, now I have not traveled much. You know, I stay close to home. But when I was a kid, we went from Albany area to Seattle on the train, right up in the northern part of the U.S. It was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
But if you can afford it, get a sleeper room. It makes it so much.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
I'm an Amtrak traveler.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's great.
So, yeah, no, not without a sleeper room for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no, it can be done.
Find an agent, probably.
Yeah, it can definitely be done. You know, depending upon how you want to do it, you might want to start in the north and come down because if you're going to fly back, let's say, from Anchorage or even Fairbanks, it's better to fly.
No, I wouldn't be flying. I don't fly.
Oh, okay. So you'll do a round trip Amtrak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
well, good
like
luck
heaven.
With that.
Linda, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551. See, ask and you shall receive. You get some. Why are you looking at me?
I'm glaring
at
Ray right
now. You are glaring at me. Holy mackerel. Let's go to Pittsfield. Barbara, help me out of this. You're on.
Hi. I'm thinking of going to Hawaii, and I wonder the best way to go or the best flights to take so there isn't a big layover.
Well, actually, I hate to tell Barbara, when are you thinking about going?
Probably next month.
Oh, well, you're very, very late for January. But anyway, the best thing that I have found would be to go from Albany or Boston, probably changing planes in Chicago, because then you can get a nonstop from Chicago to Honolulu. Also out of New York, you can get nonstops, you know. So you'd
How about going to the Big Island? Can you fly directly to the Big Island?
I don't believe from the East Coast. I think there are nonstops from the West Coast. But the problem is, when you're saying without a long layover, you've got to have at least a three-hour connection. Got to.
Really?
Well, with delays and if a flight cancels, isn't it better to be sitting having a cup of coffee or a beer at an airport than worrying that you're going to miss your flight?
I suppose.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So you want at least a three-hour layover, no matter where you connect to. But especially if you fly out of somewhere like Albany or Hartford, if you fly out of there, you definitely need a longer connection, because out of our cities, they're usually smaller planes. They have a lower weather tolerance as far as flights, so they can sometimes be even more delayed than a big jet would be. But, you know, you can't tell until you start looking at availability, because prices, excuse me, and availability change every single day. But you got to get on that if you're thinking about it. The later you book, the more expensive. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Barbara. Thanks a lot for the call. You know, a couple things. One, people cancel flights, right? Can you be someone who's constantly say Barbara doesn't score a ticket. Can she look every day and find that people have canceled and get a ticket?
Possibly.
But does it happen with any regularity?
It doesn't usually happen, because then you have to coordinate the rest of it. Are you going to book a hotel ahead of time, not knowing if you can get a flight?
Oh, yeah, I see what you see.
You know, what about a car rental? You know, what about a tour? Or you want to go see Pearl Harbor, which books up very, very quickly. You know, so it's really difficult to do. We get those calls all the time, right, where somebody says, you know, do you have any last-minute trips? Well, no, because we're not sitting on empty seats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's very hard. You have to be super, super flexible in order to do any kind of last-minute travel.
The number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a travel question for certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon, 800-348-2551, or email voxpop@wamc.org. Before I get back to the email bag here, what's the worst horror story regarding a layover or a flight that was canceled? How long have you had to sit in an airport?
Overnight.
You sit in an airport in a chair?
Yeah. In LaGuardia. I remember it was LaGuardia.
Heavens. And what accommodations, how did they make it, how did they make you whole for that?
They did not, because it's weather related. It's not their fault. I was flying, believe it or not, this is the real kicker, is I was only flying from Montreal. I lived in Syracuse at the time, and the way to fly there, you had to go from Montreal to LaGuardia, and LaGuardia, Syracuse. Mm. We barely got into LaGuardia because a really, really big storm hit. It was maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My sister only lived about 10 miles from LaGuardia at the time, and I remember calling her, and she said, Gene, I can't even get my car out.
Oh.
So I can't even come over and get you.
Yeah.
So I had to sit there in the airport.
Fun.
And plus, I was young. I was alone. I wasn't happy.
I had to sit in the airport in Atlanta. Yeah. There was terrible weather up here.
Right.
And it was about 6 hours of just sitting around. But it was tolerable.
Yeah. If it's an act of God, like weather, the airlines are not responsible to do anything. But that's why I always buy now travel insurance. Because if I did get a hotel room, or if I could get something like that, the travel insurance would reimburse you.
Really?
As an act of God. Yeah. So if it's an airline problem, their staffing is off, or it's their equipment, then they have to do something for you. But if it's because of weather, they don't. But that's when your travel insurance would kick in.
Gene Gagnon's our guest today. It's travel. 800-348-2551 is our number. And Nehemiah writes in, I'd like some pointers on independent travel to Easter and Galapagos Islands. Budget is flexible.
All right. So that's really difficult to do truly independent travel, because when you get there, you still need to be met and brought to your ship, because you can't really actually stay in the Galapagos Islands. You can stay on Easter Island. So you can do independent travel, where you book a separate airline ticket, you book a separate cruise, you book a separate flight, you know, into wherever you're going. But you still have to, if you want to do the Galapagos, you can't actually stay anywhere in the Galapagos. You have to be on board a ship.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easter Island?
Easter Island, you can be on.
There are resorts at Easter
Island? There are hotels, yeah, yeah.
You know, this came up in the newsroom, and I got to say, that's one place I would love to go.
Easter Island.
And do you have to take a boat to there, or
no,
do they
no,
have a small
fly.
Airport?
They have an airport. You could fly
really?
There. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
And there are more sites than just the figures there. There's a volcano you can go see. I mean, there's other things to see and do on the island.
Gene Gagnon's our guest today. 800-348-2551. Let's just take a couple of more emails here. This is from Ann. Gene, do you have any insight into long-term 1 or 2 month rentals in the U.S., specifically the Southwest? Long-term place to stay, long-term car rental, and then Ray, jet lag really is a thing. Give it a try. That's what Ann said. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, we don't actually specialize in that. For that, you know, you're better off checking with a realtor or something like that. I mean, there are long-term hotel chains like Extended Stay and things like that. But if you really want like an apartment or a rental, your best bet is to check with a local realtor or a realtor here who can refer you. A lot of people use VRBO online, but we don't book them. We don't sell B&Bs or Airbnb.
Yeah.
I think we've gone through before why Airbnbs are so bad.
And, you are definitely down on them.
Well, for good reason. For good reason. They're being bought up, especially in Europe. They're being bought up by corporations. They're inflating the housing costs for those local communities. They're usually only filled 3 to 4 months out of the year. So things like schools and grocery stores close.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw where in Barcelona, people at point they were spraying tourists with water. It's not that they don't like tourists. They're unhappy that their government has allowed all these B&Bs because there were more people there than you would normally have.
I understand.
And they can't get any place to live. You know what I mean? They're it's too expensive.
Yeah. Number here is 800-348-2551. It's Gene Gagnon. It's travel. Let's grab a call. Janet in Ticonderoga. Hello, Janet.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So my question for Jean was, she was talking earlier today with someone who was going to Alaska, who wanted to take the train and then the ferry. And one suggestion that you were going to make, Jean, was something about taking a flight back, that maybe it was better not to take a flight back, but the gal said she didn't want to fly, and I was wondering what suggestion you were going to make, something maybe it was better to fly in.
Okay, so this is what my suggestion is. If somebody really wants to see all of Alaska, that usually includes not only the panhandle and the inner passage, which is usually done by cruise or ferry, but you usually also want to see Mount McKinley and maybe even Fairbanks. So I usually recommend at least 10 days. So you fly into Fairbanks, then you go down to McKinley and stay in Denali National Park. Then you go down to Anchorage or Whittier and take the cruise for 7 nights, okay? You can do longer, but that's what I recommend as a minimum. And the reason I want people to start north and then go south. Okay, so number one, the longest flight of this this suggested itinerary would be from Albany to Fairbanks. Very,
direct?
Very long. No. But very, very long.
Okay.
Several connections usually out of Albany, two connections. So you want to start that, number one, when you're fresh. Okay. And it's the longest haul. So do it early and get it over with. Then once you get there, work your way down, maybe end up in Vancouver, and then take the flight home from Vancouver, which is shorter by 4 or 5 hours and usually only requires one change of planes, whereas the other requires two. So if you do that, and there's larger distances up in the interior, so you're fresher, you're excited, you don't care that you're 4 hours on the motor coach to get to Denali because of the scenery you're looking at, blah, blah, blah. So then by the time you're done with that interior of Alaska and you get on your cruise ship, now you can relax. You don't have to pack and unpack for 7 nights or the ferries. Then you do have to do that. But at least then you're doing that more towards the tail end of the trip when you need to slow down a little.
Okay. Janet, you want to follow up?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. If you want to talk to Gene Gagnon, 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. I'm super bad. Well, that's been said before. That's Idris Muhammad on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. And we are talking travel. A couple emails here, and then we'll jump back to the phone.
Okay.
This is from somebody who says, heading to Florence for October 6th wedding. So thought we'd make a trip to Lake Como, then trip into Switzerland. Heard Lake Como closes in mid-October. So now thinking of traveling before the wedding. Suggestions for where to stay at Lake Como, most scenic train ride into Switzerland. Plan on 2 weeks travel before the wedding, then spending 3 to 4 days after in the Parma area with the parents of the groom. And budget is very flexible.
Okay. All right. So first of all, Florence is where the wedding is, which Florence pretty much doesn't have a lot of nonstops. So my suggestion would be to first to fly into Milan, okay? Go into Milan, and from there you're only about an hour from Como, so that really makes more sense. And maybe even do Milan for a day or two. I mean, you can see the Last Supper and the Duomo there and climb to the top of the Duomo. It's one of the cooler things I've done in my life. So you might want to do that. Then maybe a couple of nights in into Como or Stresa. Going all the way into Switzerland is long. It takes like a whole day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you can do it, but it's a long day trip. It's probably like a 12 or 14 hour day trip altogether. Let's say from Stresa to go to Lugano or something like that.
Right.
Now the thing is, you're mentioning afterwards going to ending in Parma, which actually might be good because from Milan, you could go all the way down to Florence for the wedding, maybe even go through Santa Margherita Ligure or the Cinque Terre, which is along the coast, on your way, okay? Then do the wedding in Florence, then go up to Parma again to do your Parma area, and then fly out of Milan because Parma to Milan is probably only going to be about an hour and a half or 2 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do is I would fly in and out of Milan because it's really going to be the closest for your nonstops. If you want to extend it in another way, you could start in Milan, do a couple of nights in Milan, go up to Stresa, then come back down through, go to Florence for the wedding, go to Parma, and then from Parma go to Venice. And because Venice also has nonstop flights.
Uh-huh.
So either go round trip into Milan or into Milan and home from Venice. Because I think if you're going to go to Venice, it's best to end there because it's spectacular.
All right. This one is from Ilsa in Northampton. My husband and I may be needing to take a trip to the Seattle area sometime in the future. We've never flown anywhere. Lots of reasons. And might be considering train as an alternative. How long does it usually take? How far in advance do you need to book? And given the state of travel these days, would it be prudent to get passports for an extra layer of identification and personal security?
Okay. If you're only going to travel in the U.S., I would just get a real ID. You don't
need that for a train, though, do you?
No, but I would get a real ID.
Okay. I renewed mine.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, no, I'm not going to give the man any extra money. I'll just stay home, right?
Yeah.
I'll stay off the plane.
Yeah, stay home in your little corner of the world and stagnate.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
So anyway,
yes.
You can take the train. It takes like about 2.5-3 days. You can either do it inexpensively by just getting a seat, or you can get a roomette or a bedroom that really ups the price. It's a lot more expensive to get those than people think. So it does take a little while. You do need to book them in advance, especially if you want roomettes or bedrooms, and especially if you're going over the summer. So actually, Amtrak is very similar to airlines insofar as prices and availability changes day by day. It's going to be busier during a school break week, February and April, holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and over the summer when the kids are out of school.
And you sit up in the observation car and you have a cocktail and you go through Dinosaur Park and Glacier Mountain.
Whatever. How old when you do? Well, you were
10 years old, and I remember it vividly. It was fantastic. And I know you love talking about trains.
I do.
We have so much fun together. This is great. Dave and Olive writes, my daughter is studying abroad in London during the 26th spring semester, January to May. Can you take a train there? No, he didn't say that. What would you recommend my other child and I plan as a trip? Time, places, travel, and that's from Dave and Olive.
Well, I'm going to assume he means incorporating London.
Well, they have to see the daughter, right?
So, absolutely. Well, you could go to London
and not see the daughter.
No, but and then take her with you if you wanted to, and go up to Scotland.
Yeah.
That's like one really good option.
Right.
You know, you could do that. Or you don't even have to go as far as that. You could do the Cotswolds, which is sort of, you know, to the west of London. You could do Wales, which is west and northwest. You could go up into the Lake District, Lake Windermere, and up there. You can go to Liverpool. You could go to York, which is a beautiful, beautiful medieval walled city north of London. So there's a ton of things you could do. But if she's only there until May, you got to get on it,
yeah.
Especially if you want to try to go like near Easter or April break week. You got to book it now. Absolutely. That's okay. Like my biggest
You've been
piece
to York?
Of advice. Yes.
I'd love it. Wasn't King Egbert from there back in the 600s?
That I can't tell you for sure, right?
All right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Sue and Saugerties. Sue, you're on.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have some just general travel agent questions. I travel a lot, and I've spoken to a lot of people that travel, and some people tell me that their travel agent is free because they make commissions on everything that they do. I once tried using a travel agent, and there were fees involved, one fee for the plane, one fee for the hotel booking, whatever, and that was kind of okay. But then when I went to book for my husband and I, that fee doubled. And that's when I went, wait a minute. It doesn't take any more energy to press the number 2 when you're making a reservation for somebody. So why did your fee double? So I stopped using travel agents.
Uh-huh.
I've been booking my own stuff. So those are just general travel agent questions. Are some free that work on commissions? Is it always double if you're booking for 2 people?
Well, not always, okay, but sometimes, because we still have to get passport copies. We're not pushing 2. We're putting in that person's name,
right,
their date of birth. If it's an international, the passport expiration date. So to think that it's the same amount of work for 1 as it is for 2 is just frankly not correct.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
It's not a lot extra work, but it's definitely more work, especially if there are changes and things like that. I cannot speak to what other travel agents charge or don't charge.
Right.
Okay. But I can say this. There are certain services that cost less. Custom planning and itinerary obviously takes more. So your best bet is actually, Sue, to call around and ask agents what their fees are. And I'm sure downstate there's a lot of good ones. But you have to remember, you sort of get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Okay. Like even if you go to a mechanic, you know, do you want to do a quick oil change?
Right.
Or do you want someone who's always going to keep an eye out for your car and learn about your car?
Sue, thanks for the call. Now, Gene, you're a certified travel counselor, right?
Yes.
And not to throw any of your colleagues in the industry under the bus, but have you come across in those number of years that you've been doing this, and it's been a while, some that are less than scrupulous?
Only one that was actually less scrupulous, okay, and that was an actual like criminal thing. But more importantly, are those who are less experienced and don't have the knowledge to help someone, because you don't know what you don't know, you know.
Yeah,
obviously,
that's true.
You know, and I know a lot. So, if somebody wants that service, you know, like I said, you get what you pay for.
All right, fair enough. Let's go to Newburgh, and it's Jennifer's turn. Jennifer, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm interested in traveling to Mexico City to see the monarch migration in February.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, A, if it's worth it, and B, if I am able to hike it independently without a guided tour.
As far as I know, I've only seen it as guided tours, okay, like 2 and 3 day tours in and out of Mexico City. That's all I've seen. I'm sure it would be possible to do it independently, but you'd have to get a lot of information on your own. You know, exactly where are you going? How are you getting there? You know, what are the best trails? Again, we were just talking about, you know, you get what you pay for. It might be worth it if you're going all that way to do it, to have a professional botanist-type guide assist you.
That is so cool, though, the monarch migration.
That would be fabulous.
Jennifer, that's great.
And Mexico City, I love Mexico. I have not seen it except on, you know, nature.
TV.
But Mexico City is actually a beautiful city. A lot of great museums, fabulous restaurants. So it would definitely not be something that I wouldn't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, thanks a lot. Paul in Rhinebeck writes in, you have any information on the road closure in Denali National Park?
I do not.
Okay.
Because if it's this time of year, none of my clients would be there.
Just because it's snowy
They wouldn't. Too much stuff closes down. Like even down in Anchorage and Whittier and those areas down there. I mean, I had somebody go in the middle of September and they came back and they were like, well, you weren't kidding.
You can't even drive through Smuggler's Notch in Vermont, right?
Yeah. So, no, I don't.
All right. I guess at some point they close that. I don't know when. Sandra writes in, best month to visit Egypt and Jordan. Should I include the Nile cruise or just land?
Oh, I would definitely include a cruise, even if it's only for 3 or 4 nights. And any time from I'd say October to early May would be good. We have a lot of people go when they go is in January because it's just not as hot.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I would recommend would be January, but really any time between October and maybe late April.
Let's go to West Hurley and go to Roberta. Roberta, you're on with Gene Gagnon.
Oh, hi there. Hello.
Hi, Roberta.
I was thinking of, I would like to go to Thailand or to that area of the world, perhaps to Japan, but let's say to Thailand. But going there, I hear it's such a tremendous trip that like 24 hours with changes and so on. Is there any way I could do that easier?
Well, you could go on a world cruise, but those are super, super expensive. You could, cruise there.
No, I'm not interested in a world cruise. Yeah,
okay, it's a long way.
Yeah.
what can I tell you? I mean, you could break it up if you wanted to, but I personally don't like to do that. I mean, even when people are going to Honolulu sometimes or Hawaii, they'll say, well, it's such a long trip. I want to overnight one night in San Francisco or overnight one night in Los Angeles. And I go, no. Go take the flight, bite the bullet
because I heard you suggesting to a woman that she stop in Chicago in going to Honolulu.
No, that's just so making a connection. That's making a connection. I don't usually recommend people overnight because number one, you have to collect your bags. Get from the airport to the hotel. Then the next morning, you've got to check out. You don't want to do that. So you just sort of have to, save up your money and go in a better class of service. That's one thing you could do. It's a lot nicer to sit and lay down than to sit up for that amount of time.
I could also make little stops and even 3-hour stops instead of nonstop if it exists.
Well, personally, I like the more nonstops I can take, the better. When I went to Japan, I took a nonstop from Newark to Tokyo, and I prefer it because it doesn't add additional time to the trip. And then it's over. And you don't have to, once you're there, you don't have to worry about, is my connection going to be late? Is my collection? The more connections you have, the more potential you have for problems and delays.
Roberta, thanks a lot. How long was the flight to Vietnam?
It's very long.
How long?
It was 14 hours nonstop from Newark to Tokyo.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me
And then it was, we were supposed to have a 3-hour layover, but the flight was 2 hours late going out of Newark. So we only had an hour in Tokyo. And then 6 hours from Tokyo to Hanoi.
Wow, that's a long flight from Japan to Hanoi.
Yeah,
all right, let's see. Dennis is in Pittsfield. Dennis, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to visit Yellowstone, and I was wondering how far out you need to book your accommodations.
Now for the summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you want to stay in any of the lodges, you're best to book it early. Again, price will be lower and availability will be better. So if you can figure out when you're going.
Go ahead, Dennis. What? You're dropping in and out. Try it again, sir.
I said, what airport do you fly into, and how long of a drive is it to the park?
Well, you can fly into Jackson. It's not that far. You can fly into Bozeman. So it really depends upon what area of the park you're going to, because the park itself is pretty big, you know. But if you go, if you do Jackson, then you can also do the Grand Tetons. So that's like a nice trip.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, and you also got to check the availability and the fares, because what difference does it make if it's an hour or 2 hours if it's $500 more? You know what I mean? So you got to look at all those possibilities.
Dennis, thanks a lot. Quickly to Gilderland at Michelle. Michelle, you're on with Gene Gagnon.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We've already decided that next Christmas we're going to, our extended family is going to take a, do Christmas in the Caribbean. So we've been to St. Croix, St. John, Caymans. Now we're looking for the next best island to go to. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I love Turks and Caicos. It's consistently, Grace Bay Beach is one of the highest rated beaches in the world. It's really, really beautiful beach. There's a lot of good family-type resorts there. But if you're thinking about booking for next Christmas, it's too early to do your air, but you should definitely start availability on your accommodations. Because
yeah, we're looking to rent a house, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to start checking that right away. It's the most expensive time of year is Christmas. Your airfare will be ridiculously high. Airports will be ridiculously crowded.
So she has to wait till the day after Christmas, basically, to book an airplane.
No, 330 days ahead of time.
So
that's like 10 months, roughly.
So she could do it now.
No, not for next Christmas. 10 months ahead of time.
Oh, 10 months. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 330 days.
That's right. 365 days in a year. That's
right. Right,
right,
right.
Sorry,
right.
Michelle. Would you like to ask anything else?
Okay. No, that's good. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
The things I've learned on this program. 365 days. All right. Quickly, Dave writes in, love the conversation. One thing I found helpful in traveling to Asia on a long-haul flight is to set my phone clock to the time of my destination.
I always do that.
I then sleep on the plane during the sleep time of my destination. I'm 73, still find that this works.
Well, that is what I always do. The minute I get on a plane, I set what time it is in my destination so I can quickly look and see how many more hours I have. Now, for some reason, though, on this last flight back, I could not sleep. On a 12-hour flight, did not sleep a wink.
Did you try the melatonin?
I tried everything.
Okay.
But anyway, but the funniest part is, you know when you see those videos of kids licking an ice cream cone and falling asleep while they're doing it?
Yeah.
On my next flight, I was actually eating the dinner, and I opened my eyes, and my fork was halfway to my mouth. I actually fell asleep eating, which I thought was the funniest thing I've ever done.
That is very, very strange.
Yes.
Now, have you ever been on those flights where they give you the little bedroom? I've seen
No, honey, those are very expensive.
Some of
I
the
can't afford those.
Middle Eastern companies.
Oh, all of them do it now. You could do a lie-flat seat to London if you want
to. Here's the question. You know, the one I've seen, and I forget, Saudi Airways
right,
or something.
Qatar.
You know, it's a room. Right. It's a little teeny room with a bed.
Right.
Do you have to wear a seatbelt in the bed? What if you hit turbulence
yes,
to go
you
flying
do.
Around?
Yes, you do.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, Gene Gagnon, if people want to find Plaza Travel, how do they do it?
Well, they can go online at plazatravel.net. They can send us an email, gene@plazatravel.net. They can call us at 518-785-3338. They can follow our Facebook page, which is open to the public, and I post lots of pictures, so give us a call.
That was very good. Do you write that down?
What?
Did you just, that whole little
no,
spiel?
No, I talk fast.
Well, you were very good. Support comes from Akira Medical Imaging and Wellness, Albany, New York, offering flexible mammograms and bone density scans appointments, working to help support women's health journeys, akiracares.com. The Mount, Edith Wharton's home in Lenox, presenting Nightwood, an outdoor sound and light experience inspired by the natural world, now through January 3rd, edithwharton.org for tickets. And Bonham and Douglas Architects, an architecture and interior design studio creating custom restaurant interiors like Brava in Lenox, Massachusetts, bd-arc.com. Thanks again to Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel for being with us. She will be with us again in 26. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks to Ryan Phillips, our engineer. Andrea Leong has had a heck of a day here at WAMC. And thanks for screening the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow it's Astronomy with Bob Berman and Dr. Valerie Rapson. See you at 2:00.